if God unconditionally elects individuals for salvation, what exactly are we trying to convince people of when we share the gospel?
Since we only got a couple of minutes here, I'm going to give you kind of like the standard answer, then I'm going to give you an illustration from the Old Testament. The standard way of characterizing this is that God ordains not just the ends, but the means as well. So there are certain means that God desires, that God puts in place or that expects for the ends to be fulfilled, and he ordains both of them. Okay, so when he ordains that certain people are elect, he ordains also that they are elect through a certain process. Now, here's the illustration, because I think this is a real good one to make it clear. Okay, you read in the book of Genesis, chapter 18 or thereabouts, and you have a conversation with God and Abraham. And God promises Abraham that in 1 year his wife will bear a son. Right?
Right.
Okay, now, do you think Abraham can rely on that promise that God is secure, that God has guaranteed the process through the end, he guarantees the end through the, as a result of the promise and the power of God?
Yes.
Okay, I agree too. Now, do you think that Abraham and Sarah's bed shook a little bit, within the last, next couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what if Abraham said, hey, Sarah, I don't have to jump in the sack with you. You're old and ugly. God promised the baby you're going to get one anyway. Doesn't work that way, does it? It's the means. Pardon me?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Except for once. It only happened once. So, and not for that reason. Not because she was ugly. But the point is that we don't see any inconsistency with doing our part as the appropriate means to fulfill the end that God has guaranteed. And the same kind of situation is in evangelism. I go out to share Christ, and when I do, I believe in the sovereignty of God in the process, to know that God is there to fulfill his good purposes there, and I have an ally in the enterprise that can't be beaten to fulfill his purposes. Now, I don't know who the elect are going to be. I don't know which sheep are going to hear the voice of his spirit drawing them into him, but I'm going to go out there and make myself available and be the means that God wants me to be to accomplish the end that he has in mind. And with that, David, I think I squeezed at least a thumbnail sketch of the issue in there just under the wire. So thank you so much for your call, and thanks for your interest in Stand to Reason. I hope we continue to serve your needs.